the RHI's Palmetto Morning, 78 degrees under sunny, steamy skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Manning Kimmel, and it's going to get hotter.
Yes, you can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. It's supposed to get up to 93, but heat index well over 100 degrees.
So we are continuing our discussion this morning, and we'll be having this discussion throughout the course of the week about the recent decision by the York County Council to really approve what I'll call a poison pill that could effectively kill the Octapharma project for the Palmetto Research Park, which would be devastating, I think, in my opinion, to York County, the city of Rock Hill. It's just amazing. So we've reached out to a number of leaders in our community to ask them to come on, and you'll be hearing from a lot of them throughout the course of the week. Mm-hmm. One of those is a former member of the York County Council, a fellow by the name of Rick Lee, and I can only imagine what's going through your head.
Oh, Manning, when I saw that online, I was shocked at what had taken place with regards to the sudden change of tax allocations that came out of the blue. I can imagine that the folks on the city council and the mayor were also gobsmacked by it.
I imagine, though, that somebody must have been thinking this was going to happen, because we discovered after the vote that the council threw a resolution for the Philo agreement, said, we are going to take our entitled, you know, whatever our share is, we're going to take our share in toto, or we're just not going to do this deal. I wonder if that would have changed anything on the county council's opinion.
Well, it's hard to say. There wasn't any discussion about consideration of the city in the decision that they made to take some $80 million in tax revenue arbitrarily away from the city of Rock Hill. So the folks who were sponsoring this, Bump Roddy and Christy, I don't think anything would change their mind at that point.
Now, from the perspective of somebody who used to be on the York County Council, can you imagine what impact this will have, not only on this project, Octapharma, but on anything that might come down the pike?
Yeah, you know, when you think about the site, Octapharma's allocation of land on the site is not all of the site. It's just a small portion of it. And there are going to be additional deals that come forward, we hope, that the city can recruit or the county can recruit in concert with the city. So I would ask the question, are we going to go through this drama every time we have something like that? Are they going to try to take the tax revenue away from the city again and again and again? Is this the new model that the county is going to adopt when dealing with all of the municipalities in York County? Bump Roddy's motion to take the tax revenue away from the city of Rock Hill and give it to the school district was bizarre. The school district didn't even ask for the money.
That's right.
This just came out of left field, and Bump had been working on this all week, according to his own testimony there at the county council meeting. He'd been working on it with Octapharma. Everybody knew what was going on, but they never made the official contact with the city to ask them, how will you respond to this? Are we partners in this deal or are we not? And so there we were.
Mm. It's interesting that the motion to put this poison pill in the agreement was made by a fella who was running for mayor not once but twice.
Yeah, you'd have to also ask that question. Here we have Bump Roddy, who's wanted to be mayor three times. He's been rejected over and over again. But had he been elected, and were he sitting in the mayor's seat on city council, and the county took this money away from him for future investment and growth and improvements in the quality of life of the citizens of Rock Hill, how would he have reacted to it in that case? I don't think he'd have been so favorably inclined to be given the money away.
Wow. And keep in mind, this revenue that the city would lose, basically $2 million a year over 40 years, is money that slowly repays the city for the acquisition of that land, for all the improvements that have been made to that land, for police and fire protection for any of the tenants who come in. I mean, the city doesn't have the ability to do this for nothing.
No, and what will happen is the citizens of Rock Hill will be the ones who have to pick up the tab. Yeah. And, you know, when the two leaders of this effort to take the funding away from the city both represent Rock Hill, That's what I find so unbelievable. If Bump, in his case, I think he probably has three quarters of his constituency are residents of Rock Hill. Now, they're also county residents, but they're in the city limits. And the same with Christie. She's got about probably 25% of her total constituency are Rock Hill residents. And for some reason, there seems to be a conflict that exists between them and the city of Rock Hill. And it's common knowledge, commonly discussed, and it goes on year after year after year. And there were people before them that had that same sort of conflict.
Well, you sat on council.
I did, and I watched it.
And you watched it.
Yeah.
Year after. I mean, what is it going to take to stop this political shenanigans so that we can get the two of them together for the betterment of the county?
Well, if the effort of all these folks to encourage a county council to change their votes, I'm not sure what possibly could do it. This is the big league, the big time. And we're going to look like a bunch of clowns if an investment of this scale and this magnitude, a generational changing effect that it could have on our community, if this thing falls through because Bump Roddy wanted to play Santa Claus and give money to a school district that never even asked for it, then we're in big trouble. You have to wonder about the leadership. Where is the vision of the leadership of county council with regards to how we move forward and how do you get people to work together? And I haven't seen any effort in that respect.
And I go back to something I said earlier. That piece of dirt out there called the Palmetto Research Park is producing zero tax dollars right now for anybody. Whatever the agreement is, it's going to be additional revenue coming to the school district, to the county, to the city, under whatever that percentage share is. So you got nothing now. You're going to probably have nothing later if this vote goes through on a third reading.
Yeah, and I listened to Bump talk about impact fees and how the school districts are asking for impact fees. So what he fails to recognize is that they're the ones who denied the impact fees for Clover and for York, two areas that desperately need investment dollars because their population is growing so rapidly. They choose to ignore the benefits that Fort Mill had. You know, they paid for a whole elementary school with impact fees,
sure.
No taxpayer dollars. And yet now they want to take the money from Rock Hill. I don't know why they didn't give up their money.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. It's interesting that we're going to take all the money away from Rock Hill to give it to the Rock Hill School District, but the county's share is going to be 100%.
Right.
We're not going to donate anything. We're concerned about the school district, but we're not going to give any of our share.
Well, it's the same sort of thing, short-sighted action that was taken that is similar to what happened to the recreation program here in York County, where out of the clear blue, they decided to wipe out a program that was very successful and serve the needs of the county and the city residents. Now they're after the dollars that the city of Rock Hill would have been able to earn through tax revenues for what reason? I guess it's just to get some revenge or some personal satisfaction in this conflict with the city.
Well, it's interesting that we're sitting here playing with an economic development project that could produce incomes for 1,500 people that are not getting these kinds of incomes now. $105,000 to $145,000 is the range of these jobs, and we're going to let this go on down somewhere, and they can go. I'm sure Lancaster County would love to have Octopharma or, you know, Chester
County.
I mean, they're just sitting there licking their chops, hoping we screw this thing up.
Well, and the impact to York County's reputation is something I worry about because that's much longer term than any of these other items. If it becomes common belief that York County is a place where you can't do good business, I mean, this is not good business that's being done right now with this change, arbitrary change that the county made. If you can't do business and have confidence that what you're pushing forward to invest is going to happen without warfare between the various jurisdictions, why would you go to York County? There are plenty of other places that would take this kind of investment.
And the State Department of Commerce, which is kind of the gatekeeper for where all these projects go, they'll shut the door for York County. They got 45 other counties that they can deal with.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Well, Rick, thank you for stopping in this morning and sharing your opinion on this. Is there anything we've missed?
Well, I would suggest that the county and the city get together, establish some rules of engagement, put together a little committee that would sort of act as an arbiter, but when there are disputes, so that these matters don't go to court and that people can have some confidence that if reasonable people discuss the issues, that they'll come up with reasonable recommendations for the two bodies.
Good suggestion. Thank you, Rick Lee. Appreciate it.
Thank you.